This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A clean heart, al-qalb al-salim, a heart that is healthy, that is sound, subhanallah. Of the great dua that you find in the Quran is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Ash-Shu'ara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he would invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him magnificent standing on the Day of Judgment, to be heralded with being a righteous person. And in one of the great verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that those who will prosper on the Day of Judgment, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, are those who approach Allah on that Day of Judgment and that their heart is sound, clean, pure, and unadulterated, which is the dua that is asked for by Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Ash-Shu'ara. وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. O Allah, give me a pure heart and make my mention that which is elevated. Why does Ibrahim alayhi salam make this request of Allah? And why is it a great outcome at the totality of your life? That when you look at your life, the sum of your life, the end of your life shows that your heart was always in the right place. Look at how we speak about the heart, that there's a heart that is delighted with joy. Then there's a heart that is darkened with anger, rebellious with energy of hate and jealousy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove a nuqta sawda, to remove the dark spots from our heart that he warns us about in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, in another chapters of the Quran. كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. Rather, there is a rusting and a covering over the heart that has darkened the heart, made it impenetrable to the truth. Allah warns us in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that their hearts darkened and became hard-hearted, that the light of truth could not penetrate it and it would not soften. And therefore that soft heart, that pure heart, that clean heart is a sign of vigor and health in Iman. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, in a human being there is a morsel of flesh. If it is healthy, the rest of the body is healthy. Equally spiritually, there's a piece of you that if it's healthy, the rest of your life is healthy. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. It is that place that we refer to as the proverbial heart. May Allah purify our hearts and make it clean and sound. Two things that I invite you to do, and inshallah, may Allah make it reflected in my life. A way to purify your heart is to always put Allah's demands first, that the a'mal that have been requested of you by Allah, that they are fulfilled. Your salah is on its time. When the Prophet is asked, what is the greatest of deeds? He says, As-salatu ala waqtiha. It is linuthabbita bihi fu'adak. It makes the reading of your Quran in your prayer a reason for your heart becoming steadfast and firm. And number two is that when your heart has darkened, ask Allah to soften it. When your heart is feeling anguish, fear, hate, sadness, put your reliance and your return to the Quran and through its message. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Let your advice that is received be driven by a Quranic paradigm. Let the one you request advice from be someone who's acquainted with its message and its practice. Let those who are nearest to your heart, who you seek to find counsel and advice from, be people whose hearts are tender, so that they may tenderize and put tazkiyah into your heart with the dua of Allah opening our hearts to it. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. O Allah, open my chest, expose my heart so that it will soften. يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.